Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Slackers on 101.5 UMFM. I have a guest today. It's a rare thing that I haven't had for a long time, so I have a guest in the form of Jessie. So Jessie is a fellow gamer. She likes video games, and that is what we talk about on this show. Did you know that, Jess?
I did not. I was prepared to talk about math.
Ew. Not here. Get out.
Okay.
So, yeah, we talk about video games on this show, and you had a recent acquisition in your life.
Yes, two of my best friends bought me a Switch.
Well, not from me. No, that's a lie.
That is a lie.
So, the only game that you have at the moment is a very, very good game.
Very good game.
In my opinion, and I guess in yours as well.
Oh, yeah.
I am talking, of course, about Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
So addicting.
It is so addicting. And it is the perfect game to get yourself lost in the summer months.
Woohoo!
So, what do you think so far?
At first I was worried about the Zelda game, because anything that came out after Majora's Mask, I was like, not big. Like, what was it, Wind?
Well, there was Wind Waker.
Yeah.
Wind Waker, then there was
Twilight Princess.
So good.
No.
Why?
I hated that one.
Why?
I don't know. It didn't have the feel of the old Ocarina.
Okay. And what about Skyward Sword?
No.
No?
No.
Really?
Yeah, no.
They're both so good.
No,
they're different,
I didn't
but good.
Like the animation for that one.
Really?
Yeah. Irritated me.
Wow. Harsh opinions on Legend of Zelda games.
It's preference. Personal preference. I like the...
No. No, I guess it's allowed. But you are enjoying Breath of the Wild, and can you tell me what the appeal is to you?
Well, it has a lot of the throwbacks to Ocarina. And I get that general feeling of nostalgia as I go through it, even though there's so much that's different and the world is wide open. And the exploration part is fun.
It is a lot of
and
fun.
And infuriating, but fun.
Well, they brought back the stamina wheel from Skyward Sword, which some people are...
I thought I would hate it. I actually think it makes it better.
Because you have a limitation?
Yeah. It's more of a challenge. And it's not an impossible challenge, like Dark Souls. Impossible.
So the stamina wheel, I'm going to let you all in some secrets here. So the stamina wheel, you can actually increase by giving up your hearts. There is a point where you can do that.
Really? Oh, I only have 3 hearts, though. I'm already pretty.
Yeah, so you got to hit up them shrines and get good.
I got a couple more, but I haven't found the person who gives me the stuff.
You had to find a goddess statue.
Yeah.
Have you gone to the ninja village yet?
No.
Get there and find the goddess statue. And I think you can actually still get there with the old church with the giant statue.
Oh, okay.
I think that's a place you can also
That's get. Far.
I know. That's the thing about this game is that nothing
Everything is far.
There is no convenience in this game until you start finding all the shrines. And that's what I want to start playing again is Breath of the Wild, just to find more shrines, and also because Alice went and got the DLC.
What is the DLC?
The DLC is you have a Zelda side story.
Cool.
And you get
Zelda. They need to make a game with her, like just her as the main character.
So before we began, we were looking at some game previews, and I didn't show you one of the little teaser previews from E3, and I'm not sure if you know, but they're making a second Breath of the Wild.
I did see that.
Okay, so the thinking is that there might be a playable Zelda because her hair is short.
Yay!
And that means no clipping through clothing that you put on her.
Yes!
So that...
Chic? Will she be chic?
Probably not. This is a different Zelda. Well, you never know, but it'd be cool. It would be cool. But we'll see.
Chic.
That's only a rumor for now.
So exciting.
It is so exciting.
So exciting.
But first, we have to actually make it through the first game. Well, you've only got 3 hearts.
I know.
Don't make weird sounds into the mic when you've only got 3 hearts.
I know. Wait, hey, I just started.
You've been chipping away at this for a week.
I just started. You know what? I had to chip away at it between naps, all right? I need to heal.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, so have you caught any horses yet?
No. I saved a boar, though.
That's nice, but you're supposed to eat the boar.
I saved him.
From what?
From those goblin dudes. What are they called? The
Bokoblins? Moblins?
I don't think that's what they're called.
That is what they're called.
Is that what they're called?
Moblins and Bokoblins, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the stuff they drop. What is the stuff they drop? There's like a little name at the beginning.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know.
Anyway,
I saved a boar.
Good job. I'm very proud of you. Now go get some horses.
Okay.
You can have up to three.
Ooh. Do they follow me?
You can call them.
So they don't follow me?
You can call them using your whistle.
They won't follow me like Pikachu?
No, they won't. And that's another game you want to play too.
Yes. I think I'm going to buy it this week.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So you are going to get Let's Go Pikachu.
Oh, yes.
And we're going to trade.
We are. And battle.
I don't have anything rare to even give you yet.
We'll get playing.
Yeah, you're not wrong. So, you want to get Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee, or Pikachu, specifically Pikachu.
Pikachu.
And what's your memories on the classic Pokemon games?
Oh, my God. my purple Game Boy Color and my clawed hands from playing it for so long.
See, I had the lime green one.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's why our joints and our hands are so bad.
Probably. And, like, carpal tunnel. Don't you have, like, the other one?
The ulnar tunnel, yeah, because of holding on to video game systems for so long. And it's got nothing to do with office work, and it's got nothing to do with retail work. It's just straight up Pokemon claws.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a hazard. They should put that at the beginning. So, I know they have the health hazards, but they don't mention that.
Yeah. No, they never do.
Nope.
So, this is... Well, it is such a good little game, too. And I'm going to encourage you to use both of your joysticks so you can double battle and have an easier time catching.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because Alice and I were playing together, but it was also just me holding onto both joysticks and hucking Pokeballs at the screen to try and catch, have a better chance at catching some rare mons.
Ooh, and it's all... The original 150, right? With, like, extras from different generations?
Yeah, the idea is that you're able to transfer from Pokemon Go, and they have up to the current generation of Pokemon now.
Oh, neat.
So, ideally, you should be able to transfer whatever you caught on Go into this game.
But in the game itself, is it just the 150?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what's wandering in the wild. It's just the original 150.
Okay. I wasn't sure, because when I watched the preview, there were all these Pokemon I didn't know. And all the ones I do know.
Over, yeah. So it is a complete remake of Pokemon Yellow.
Yeah, I love that game.
It's, well, how many hours do you figure that we both spent playing that as kids?
Oh, my God.
Like, you don't want to think about
it. No, that would... It would be from the time I wake up, and I would wake up early just to play that game.
Just to get a little bit further.
Yeah.
And then were you one of those people that, once you got to the end, you would restart it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How many times do you figure you've restarted?
Well, see, I didn't restart it for a while because I started with Red, then I beat Red, and then I bought the Blue.
Yeah.
And then I beat Blue, and then Yellow came out, and then I did that, and then I went through them again.
That's pretty much how it went. You had a cycling of the three games. Pokemon Blue was the first video game I ever bought with my own money.
Aww.
Yeah. And
I didn't.
And
I didn't have any money.
Well, it was a lot of chores I had to do to get that game. A lot of chores and Christmas money and birthday money. And
I'm trying to think how old. That was grade five. Four, five.
Don't date yourself.
I know. What year was that?
95?
Yeah.
Sound about right?
So I would have been 10?
Yeah, something like that.
Ish? Or I guess that's 7, 8, 9. I would have been 9.
Yeah, that's about.
Yeah.
It was a huge deal back then. And like 1999 was declared the year of Pokemon because it was such a massive phenomenon.
Oh, God, yeah. I remember at school, anybody who brought it. was made fun of mercilessly. And then, like, a week later, everybody had it. And then we would just sit outside at recess trading Pokemon.
And eventually in middle school, when it became not cool anymore, I was still part of a group of people that was playing Pokemon and Smash Brothers, the original N64 Smash Brothers. Cool. We had our own lunchtime club where this is what we did.
Nerd.
No, you're not wrong. And I've got, like, yearbooks with pictures of me with my Legends of the Games club.
Aww. Oh,
we were such nerds.
Were? Was?
Were. Past tense. I'm cool now. Okay. So, yeah.
My throat.
So, Pokemon is a game that you're going to pick up later this week and just give it a good try.
Just a giver.
Yeah, there you go. And are you going to start Pokemon Go again then?
I re-downloaded it, and then Professor Not Oak, Professor Other Tree, came on, and I didn't want to go through the introduction at that moment, so I haven't gone through that yet. But
okay, I'll trade you some cool stuff then.
Hooray!
At some point.
Yeah.
Maybe. Aww. I'll add you back to my friends list.
Yeah.
If you were part of it in the first place.
Aww.
I'm sorry.
Rude.
I know. So
wait, can you catch, like, the three original starter Pokemon in Let's Go?
It's just like Pokemon Yellow. You get them as you go around.
I don't remember. Was it just trading with random?
No, you'd... Well, with this one, you have to catch a certain amount or have your Pokemon love you to a certain degree or just be like, yeah, I'm here to take my Squirtle from you now. Please, thank you.
Oh.
But you do get the original three.
Okay, good.
You do get those.
Bulbasaur.
You will get Bulbasaur.
Yeah,
I have all three of them, and it's very important that I have them.
Hooray.
And it's a... you're going to love it so much. It is so cute, and it is so nostalgic.
Yeah.
And in the theme of Pokemon, we also went and showed you the future of Pokemon.
The future.
Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Yes.
So you're going to pick that up when it comes out in November?
Oh, yes.
Okay, we'll go together.
Okay.
We can start playing together because you can bring your own dang Switch over.
Yay!
It's going to be so good. Do you even know what you're going to be starting with yet?
No. I don't even know what the starters are for that.
Well, I'm
so behind on the generations.
It's a fire rabbit, a grass monkey, and a, I guess it's a salamander-like lizard water type?
Hmm.
Water lizard? Water tadpole? Salamander?
He sounds kind of cool.
He cries a lot.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't want a whiny little lizard following me.
Well, I guess that's, you'll see it. They're very cute. I'll show you right after. So it's going to be very cool. It's another open world sort of situation.
That's cool.
And you can play with your friends around you to catch extra special Pokemon, up to four people. So we have to meet at least two more people with their own Switches.
Who? Wait, Lena.
There you go.
Lena's got one.
There we go. We have a third. Now we just need a fourth.
We could probably rope David into buying one.
There you go.
Planned!
Planned! Woo. So we have two other friends we can trick into playing Pokemon. It'll be so good. All right, so those are two more games that you gotta get. There's other games coming out that we've been looking at previews for. I know we had talked about them previously on the show as well, but you want to check out Animal Crossing, as do I.
I'm really excited.
Do you know how long it's been that people have been begging for an Animal Crossing game, a new one after New Leaf?
I believe it. I mean, after that, that the app came out.
Yeah.
Was that?
That was...
Which one was that? Camp... Something.
Pocket Camp.
Pocket Camp. That was it. Yeah, after that came out, that blew up for a while.
Well, people were speculating that this had something to do with a future release of a full-length Animal Crossing game.
Well, kind of is. Like, the premise is camping.
Yeah, so it was probably just like a toe-in-the-water sort of situation. Yeah.
I guess kind of see what the response is.
But then people were upset, like, this is nice and all, but we want our actual game now, please.
Yeah.
So now we are finally getting a full game.
Yeah. That's another really addictive one. One of those you have to put aside 7 hours in order to play it.
Well, I don't do well with the Harvest Moons.
I love Harvest Moon. That's another one I'm going to look for.
You tricked me into getting Rune Factory, I'm going to point out.
I loved Rune Factory until I hated it.
See, and I
tricked you during my love face, so it wasn't tricking.
And then I ended up getting the wrong one that wasn't even the right one that you were addicted to.
I'm sorry.
And
there's a Rune Factory coming out for Switch. Did you know?
Well, now I do. Is it going to be good? Can you tell me if it's going to be good?
It's going to be awesome, Megan. You should buy it.
We'll see what the reviews on that are.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because there was one for the PlayStation 4, and I've looked at it, and it looks... Eh.
Yeah.
I'll just start playing Stardew again.
Yeah, Stardew is so much better.
We do have it for the Switch as well. It is available. Ooh. If you get bored of Breath of the Wild.
I doubt that.
And have a handheld version of Stardew Valley to take with you wherever you go.
Oh my god. I will never interact with people ever again.
That's the goal. No more human interaction for you.
Yay! Finally!
The dream is coming true. So that's happening. Or actually, Stardew has happened. Rune Factory is something I should check out and see if they...
See if it's any... Yeah. I still like the Harvest Moons better. It's simpler.
Yeah.
The fantasy part mixed in with the farming. Like, it's interesting. That's why I was really excited about it. But then it just... I don't know. Doesn't really take you anywhere.
It just... Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll stick to Stardew then.
Yeah.
That's what I will do.
Oh, man, I clocked so many hours on that.
I know. You told me. You and so many other people.
Oh, my God. Bloodshot eyes. The twitch.
I remember it, too. I think I dragged you at some point, and you were just going back and forth on, I just want to go back and play
Stardew. Probably.
I have the time. I just want to go back and play more Stardew. Like, okay, I guess I'll see you later. Yeah, I'm going to go back and play more Stardew. I got to go give somebody a feather.
Yeah. Hey, I got the goth guy, all right?
Good for you.
That's a win.
There you go. So we have that. And then you also wanted to check out Luigi's Mansion because you said that was another nostalgia thing for you.
Yeah, I like the goofy horror and then legitimate scariness of some of the parts.
I think now that we're older, the horror part is kind of
It's
diminished.
Not, yeah. But it's kind of like, did you ever watch, was it the Ernest movies?
Yes.
Like Ernest Saves Halloween or Ernest something Halloween. That's the kind of humor that is in Luigi's Mansion, I feel. And I love those movies.
The fact that you pulled out an Ernest reference.
What's wrong with Ernest?
No one has talked about Ernest in years.
I actually looked him up on Amazon to see if I could buy that DVD like 2 weeks ago. It popped up in my Facebook feed.
Oh, boy.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, boy.
Or Halloween Town.
Oh, man, I haven't even thought of that one for a long
time
either.
I have that on DVD.
You're just a big old Halloween nerd.
I'm a Halloween nerd.
So we're going to make sure that you get some Luigi's Mansion.
Oh, yes.
Like, pronto on your Switch.
Yeah.
When it comes out.
Yeah, there's no specific date for it. It just says late 2019. Does that mean... That means Christmas, right?
Yeah, Christmas release.
Yeah.
So long as they don't push it back.
They will.
And... Last but not least, they are re-releasing my favorite Game Boy game on the Switch. And you had never played it.
No.
A lot of people haven't played it.
Is that... It's the very first one that came out on the original Game Boy, right?
Yeah, it is. It came on the little green screen.
Yeah, yeah.
It...
I never had that.
I still have my old Game Boy. Seriously? It doesn't work. I have to figure out what's wrong with it, but I do have to get it working again.
You should just put it in a shadow box and put it up on your wall.
Just as proof that I have one. No, it needs to work. So back in the day, kids, the original Game Boy took 4 AA batteries, had no backlight, and it did have a jack for headphones, but it didn't come with that. And Link's Awakening was one of the first Zeldas released on a handheld console.
Yeah.
And it was great. It was a full-length game. They went back to the original Zelda format after going on to Zelda 2, which was a weird sort of RPG-esque side-scroller situation.
I remember that.
Yeah, I will show that to you later because it is quite an experience. It is fun. Hmm. But they have not done that in a long time.
Probably for good reason.
Yeah, they haven't gone back to Zelda 2 for a long time.
Is it actually called Zelda 2?
Well, Legend of Zelda 2.
Huh.
Yeah. So it's a top-down format again.
Oh, okay.
Going back into dungeons, collecting things. There is a fetch quest situation, which is the first of this one.
Oh,
we have
okay.
to like get a can of food and give it to the alligator, who will give you a pineapple to give
Aww.
To... Oh, man, it is quite wild. And they had a lot of Mario and Yoshi references in it.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
There's actually a claw game that you have to play to get a toy Yoshi.
You have a claw game problem.
No, and that's
yes.
no.
Yes. Last night I may have watched you try to get weird monkey things for half an hour.
Next week I'm talking about Yakuza Kiwami, by the way, everybody, because that's what I'm playing right now.
And it's only going to be about the claw machine.
And slot cars. I've been playing slot cars, and Alice is playing darts for me, and there's
what about
baseball.
The creepy ladybugs?
Oh, yeah, and there's like a whole bug trading card situation. It's an experience. It's a fun one. I like it. The bug thing is weird.
Yeah.
But it's a fun game. Don't look. None of you can see it, but I'm getting a judgmental look in the studio here.
I'm not judging.
Yeah,
no,
you.
No,
don't,
judging.
Don't lie to the people. Anyway.
Sorry, people.
So, Link's Awakening, I'm very, very excited for that to be
that
coming out.
That is pretty. It's so cute.
And another game that I recommended that you get just to fill the craving in the meantime, and we've talked about it on this show as well in the last couple weeks, is Cadence of Hyrule.
Yeah, which one is that?
That what? Is the tie-in with Crypt of the Necrodancer, which is a rhythm game, and I'm going to show it to you later, but it is a rhythm game where you have to move in time to the music to defeat your enemies. You can play it with multiple players. You can play as Cadence from Dance of the Necrodancer,
okay.
Link, or Zelda. You have a choice.
So basically, it's Dance Dance Revolution with Nintendo characters.
Not really, because you don't have arrows you got to follow. You have to just follow the beat of the music.
But you're clicking arrows.
Yeah, if you want to count the control pad as arrows.
Well, isn't that technically what the DDR thing is? That's your controller.
I will show you and you'll realize just how awesome this is. And the fact that you don't have to follow the rhythm of the music if you don't want to. There is an option
yes.
to switch that off.
I can make my own rhythm.
Yeah, I guess so, yes.
Woo.
And it's enough for me to want to pick up Crypt of the Necrodancer, the game that this is tied in with.
Yeah, I keep seeing that pop up on the stores.
Well, it was good enough and popular enough that Nintendo actually approached the makers of this game, which is an indie game.
Wasn't it on PlayStation?
I'm not sure.
I'm imagining that.
I think you're imagining that. It could be true. I don't think it's true. Anyway, fact checking doesn't exist on this show. Oh, and Alice is gone. Anyway, so yes, these are all games that are available for the Switch or coming out for the Switch within the year. Animal Crossing, I think, is getting delayed because they got to fine tune some stuff.
Just
but
silly.
They're all games that I highly recommend. Everyone's so excited for. They're all going to be really, really good because Nintendo does not put out weird stuff with these properties.
No, they don't.
They really do fine-tune them.
Yeah.
It's going to be very, very good. And now you get to join us with the playing of the
yeah!
stuff because you have a friends list that, you know, we got to put out there. And,
yeah.
You know, it's going to be so awesome.
And I just bought a carrying case for it, too.
Oh, there you go. It's very important that you get a carrying
yeah.
case, kids.
I was walking around with a blanket like it was a child.
It's because it is a child.
I know it's a child, but...
You have to give it a name and everything.
Oh, what should I name him?
Jiminy.
Jiminy? Isn't like, that a cricket name?
Yeah, so you can have a conscience when you're playing.
Nah, I don't want a
yeah.
conscience when I'm playing. That takes away half of the fun. Gaming is where you don't need a conscience.
That's true.
And yet I saved boars.
You did save a boar, but you're supposed to eat them.
I don't want to eat them.
That's how you make food.
I just like stealing food from the goblin things.
That's fair. But you also need to eat the animals that you find as well.
No.
Yeah, they give you, like, prime steak.
Can't I just be a vegetarian, Link?
Yeah, but you won't, like, get any good recipes that way.
Damn.
And it will be very awkward when you're trying to fight things and also eat like a roast apple. So many roast apples. 100 roast apples just to replenish half a heart.
Yeah.
Not even like a full heart. It's just like half a heart.
Fine, I'll kill the boar.
There you go. God. Don't. Yeah, it's fine. And then have you tried cooking stuff yet?
Yes. I figured out cooking after I kept dying from being cold.
There you go. Go find the cloak that will make you not cold.
I'm getting there. I just got to, what's her name? I can't remember her name. In the village. The old lady.
The Impa?
Yeah, that's it. I just
make it to the ninja village, you liar.
That's not the ninja village.
Yeah, it is.
That's Kakariko?
Yeah, and they're all full of ninjas.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they are. The Sheikah are pretty much ninjas.
Well, okay then.
There you go.
I made it to the ninja village.
Good job. Now go get those hearts.
Okay, I will get the hearts. God.
So, I'm so proud of you.
Yay.
So, Breath of the Wild is out right now. Breath of the Wild 2 is coming out. And Switch games, guys. The Switch is a good console. It's pretty solid.
So cool.
And this isn't quite Switch, but they're coming out with a Dr. Mario mobile game.
Nerd.
No. Not on my show, you don't. I'm so cutting that.
What? Nerd is a good word that rhymes.
Dr. Mario is coming out as a mobile game. So if you were a fan of Dr. Mario, then it's your time to go get back into it. And it looks like it's got all the classic mobile game features. I just found out about this. My phone's going to be so drained of battery. It's going to be so bad. Going between Pokemon Go and Dr. Mario is just going to be such a bad time.
Poor Megan.
Poor my phone. Never mind me.
Invest in another phone and those charger things you can carry around with you.
I have an iPad. I'll get it on iPad.
There you go.
There you go. All right, everybody. That's everything we got for you for this week. Keep slacking.